They're already talking about gasoline prices. Oh my god. Come on, Boris, grow up, buddy. Alright, top stories of the Saturday. Gasoline, January 6th. COVID testing. Who are these important to again? I've seen somebody able to grow so much hair that didn't want so much hair on their head. Oh no! What am I gonna do? I can't kill the place cheaply. I can't kill a place fast enough, cheaply enough. Hola. Here I am. Dow, negative 880. NASDAQ, negative 414. S&P, negative 116. I say you're doing something right, everybody.
Make no mistake about it. I understand.
I heard 5 minutes of this the other day, and that was plenty. Gotta remember, these people in the newsroom are Democrats. Liberals. We're giving liberals the mic. No matter what the hell they say. Biden blames Russia's war in Ukraine for inflation. I don't. It's amazing how much all this is just totally built around very rich Americans. I mean, everybody in the United States of America is rich compared to people in other countries. The poorest people in America, even if the only thing you get is food assistance, EBT, it's still more money than people in the that are not in the top 20 countries. It's still more money than about 180 countries those people make. In a year, the money that Americans get on EBT alone. So I consider all Americans rich. Well, maybe 0.1%, you know, maybe just the houseless that can't get EBT are the only truly poor people in this country. So yeah, stock market. Yeah, I don't have stocks. What the hell? You know, gasoline. I don't have a car. I have a conscience. But meat costs more. I don't eat meat. Give me a fucking break. See, I mean, all this bullshit is just rich, excessive people that live in America.
to Bill Maher.
That's what this bullshit might resonate to.
The committee planned for 7 public hearings in all. The second scheduled for Monday the 13th, and the third on Wednesday, with the fourth to be held on Thursday the 16th.
And, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be sad if you can't fuck up the planet. If you can't drive down the street and put on those goddamn homeless people that you don't give a shit about, I don't give a shit if you can't drive your fucking car. Sorry. I don't give a shit if you have to pay $10 a gallon for gas just to cruise. Okay, maybe if you're handicapped or something. And in great debt and can't make your rent, get a bus pass. I mean, there's a million things that you can do. I sold my car over a decade ago, and I'm very proud to not fuck the place up. I've lived in Hawaii for close to a decade, and I haven't burned a drop of gasoline. And if I can do it, so can you. And I'll keep saying it over and over and over in case you don't hear it, in case you're too goddamn stupid, in case you just don't give a shit. I'm going to keep saying it and saying it and saying it and saying it and saying it. Because I speak for those goddamn people that you fucking put on. I speak for the future. The kids that are going to have to wear fucking masks and move inland and work on the goddamn drawbridges and treat this place like a biohazard state because of your goddamn pollution. Yeah, I speak for them. So yeah, Fox News. Suck a dick, Fox News. You don't know how many hours last week Fox News just whined and complained about gas prices. So you got these goddamn scrubbed up synthetic chemical swimming morons complaining about an extra couple dollars they have to pay. It's just a shit show. I turn the channel every time I see it and hear it. CNN's got it too, because they've got to volley the ball back because Fox is spiking the ball. Or so they think. None of these motherfuckers can take the high road. None of them can say, yeah, pollution is disgusting. It kills everything. We should stop fucking the place up. We should stop burning this goddamn black death juice and get on to renewable energy. I don't hear that from anybody. So everybody is condemned. Hearing to focus on Trump's false claims about election. Why? God damn it, why? Who gives a shit what this man says? Which fuck you and fuck him. God damn it. And now Fox and MSNBC can't even play live shows this early in the morning. It's just CNN. Unless this is a different programming schedule.
Family, the environment.
Okay, this is new on Fox. This is live. National average gas price is officially hit $5 down. Yep. Jesus Christ. This isn't news, you sad assholes. Jesus Christ. And these people think they're good Christian people. They're just showing U.S. inflation surging at fastest pace in 40 years, and AOC's face on there because they hate AOC like a bunch of psychopaths. Good. Hallelujah. My God doesn't like how you smell. You're full of shit. You're reading that. Walk. These assholes don't want to walk because people are going to pollute on them. How ironic is that? They want cheap goddamn gasoline so they can fuck the place up easier and quicker. And God forbid they fucking breathe in the goddamn pollution that they've been creating from all their fucking peers. Sorry, sorry assholes. It's such a stupid and pathetic tactic. These two goddamn political parties are in echo chambers, and they think that they're the only people on this goddamn planet, and the only people in this country, and have the only valid arguments, and the only things that they need to address. And it's obvious, because they're idiots, and because they don't address problems, they don't get to the root of things, they don't fix things, they don't have great suggestions, great vision. These idiot parties just want to stay in front of the other one and point their finger at the other one and say how stupid and bad they are. And you know what? They're both fucking right. They're both shitty. They're both horrible. You know, a lot of countries dissolve political parties because they're terrible, because they fuck everything up. And the Democrats and the Republicans in the United States of America couldn't hold my jock. I don't want to be like any of them. Nobody should ever want to be like any of them. And Republicans are kissing Trump's ass because he's rich. And the Democrats feel like they got nowhere else to go except for this party that takes in minorities and opposes the Republicans. Republicans just deny that we have the major problems in the country. And the Democrats act like they have solutions that will take, you know, hundreds of years, centuries to implement. So it's a toss-up to figure out which party is worse. You have the party that denies the problems exist, and they want to spin a different narrative and just live in like a bizarro world. Earth 2 is what some people call it. And then you have Democrats that sound like they've got some good ideas and sound like they're on the right track. And then they've got no clue whatsoever about how to implement these solutions and how to get to the point where we need to be in any sort of expedient manner. So it's almost better just to have the goddamn Republicans fucking fantasy world space case narrative, because at least they're doing something. At least they're right. At least they ignore the goddamn problems forever instead of just recognizing a bunch of them and being totally unable to fix them.
Be covering the title of my show, one of the attorneys with these cases. I think that you can speak to this. I know we got to run. What's going to come into play is that once you're passed out, when you're drunk, you can no longer consent. And so they knew these people were passed out and still at least continued to pour alcohol down their throat. It's just what was happening in this case.
As like the Bible, though, as long as you don't really know what it says, as long as you don't really listen to every word, it sounds pretty good. It'll work. It sounds great. It's fine. No problem. But if you really listen to every word of the Bible, you would throw it in the garbage and never ever read it again and say it's the worst book on the planet. Same thing with these two political parties. If you really listen to Democrats, and if you really listen to Republicans, they're terrible people. They've got terrible ideas. They do terrible things on a regular basis. Everything from their diet to their fuel to the weird chemicals they rub on their body to their absurd statements.
Shot by Capitol Police officers. Lakers secure a spot in the Stanley Cup Final with a win. As their quest for a third straight title continues, the winner of this series will take on the Colorado Avalanche in the next round. Later this morning, we will be joined by Avalanche defenseman Eric Johnson. Why? Not just because we are hockey fans, but because he is the nephew of our very own Rachel Campos Duffy.
It's pretty weird to get this old meteorologist to cover these old horse races and things every so often. Fox News has a strange view, I'm sure. I'm sick of hearing from these police. I don't know what their point is. They're too afraid to go in and confront the shooter. In my opinion, they're not the kind of police you want in that position if they're too afraid to go in. And they keep making excuses. They said they didn't have the kid that called 911 from the classroom, they say, didn't get through to these people because they didn't have their phone. And then they said they couldn't get in the classroom because they didn't have a key. This one woman came on and chewed them out and said they should have had a key to every single room in there, like a master key. I said, well, they should have knocked or broken the door down. Sometimes if you just knock on the door, somebody opens it. Not to mention, they've got weapons that they could use to take the door down. No, this is pretty terrible news so far. Let's see what HLN has. They have the same kind of nonsense as CNN a lot of times. And Fox didn't actually go to break. They just kind of started promoting some other weird stuff before they went to break. And now they're going to break. So all three stations that are live right now, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox, are all commercials. They all need money. Thank you. feel bad for Justin Bieber. I just learned that he's got some health problems. I wonder how in the world he got them. He thinks he's got some this kind of rare, strange disease. And I researched it, and it looks like it has to do with some kind of herpes that comes back and attacks the nerves in the face and the ear. And he's got some facial paralysis. Poor kid. I wonder if it was genetic, acquired, or malicious. He can't smile completely, he says. He can't shut one eye. I just saw a video of him, and it looked kind of, didn't look good. Didn't look good at all. He may never recover. He may just get to a point where he may just be able to improve his condition. Because it's almost like he had a stroke. Something similar happens to a lot of people if you look at them over the course of their life. You know, some people, like when they're young, they've got like perfect facial symmetry. You can do this, and it's left, right, identical. And as they get older, maybe they get an eye injury, or they get a disease or a virus, or some nerve damage or something, and their face changes, and they're unable to have the same kind of balance and symmetry as they did before. And I imagine somebody like him, who had perfect symmetry before, and is pretty young still, he's probably really scared and disturbed because all of a sudden he doesn't have it anymore and he's got to struggle and fight for it. But it's not totally uncommon to have some kind of issues like that as you grow up, and you got to deal with them. And if you don't, then you lose that symmetry if you don't try to correct it. At least he's got his vision and his hearing. Those things are the most important things. I read that he was having trouble eating, though. So that's not good at all. I'd like more information about it. I wonder if it was a progressive problem that's come on slowly over time, or if it was like a one-time injury type issue where you just suddenly changed everything. His wife had a serious health problem too, but now hers sounds genetic. She had a hole in her heart that a blood clot slipped through and went into her brain, and she needed heart surgery. So that sounds totally unrelated. But she should have known about it, you know what I mean? I would have met. I wonder if she knew about that from birth, like a birth defect type thing. Apparently, sometimes people are born with it, a hole in the heart, and it closes up when you're little. Hers didn't close up. And apparently the blood clots only get caught in the lungs and dissolve or whatever, and because the hole in the heart, it didn't, and it went to her brain, and it sounds like she almost died. And she's young too. Both of them look healthy, but you never know what somebody's diet is. I don't doubt at all that these Democrats poll which people need a boost in the polls and which people will get a boost in the polls if they come out hard and strong against guns. But I'm quite certain that that's how and why we see certain bozos again and again after tragedies, is because they need the boost, and they think speaking on this issue will give them the boost. Thank you. guy from Connecticut and Blumenthal and whoever else they give the mic to.
This kind of pressure on families, on the justices, this is a warning to them. Your life will be hell if you do this. Like 2 years ago, Chuck Schumer said about Brett Kavanaugh and the other conservative justices, you will pay a price.
This is really absurd, too.
If you mess with abortion rights,
I question this whole entire premise, this whole entire thing. It looks like a bunch of bullshit. I've seen very, very few facts from anybody, even Fox News, about this alleged Kavanaugh threat. And I've actually heard two stories in the same breath. So, by the way, the Republicans on Fox News are complaining about the Democrats not focusing on it, not mentioning it, not covering it. It's almost like it was planned to distract from the January 6th committee. The timing was. Because it is. It's not distracting the Democrats, but it's distracting the Republicans and the people that listen to the Republicans. And they wanted to distract from the committee even more. I watched the Bill Maher show, but I haven't seen it yet. I watched it in about 3 or 4 clips on YouTube, and I saw one of them, so I'm not sure what he's talking about. It was on last night on HBO. I don't think this is noteworthy, newsworthy. I don't know what in the hell they're talking about. Great, they got him. So what the hell is their point? This is America, you can say what you want. So this moron said what he wanted, and then he got arrested. That's how it works here. That was a success. You can't give credible death threats. That's illegal. Doesn't matter if it's me, if you, this woman, or a judge. Same laws. You can't credibly threaten to kill somebody. That's against the law. High court safety and focus after Kavanaugh threat. These people just don't want protesters in front of judges, justices, homes. They haven't liked that from the beginning. They don't want the pressure on them.
The New York Times buried this. If this had been a liberal Supreme Court justice that said we can't do that, it would have been on the front page. That's what's so different. The New York Times, they just wear their bias on their sleeves, and they are just not part of them. They think to our narrative. And I'll just be honest, so also disappointed in the court.
I can't believe Bill Maher had that liar for Trump on. She has a book she's selling, so it must just be all business. Maher is a card-carrying Democrat, but he does have independent people on sometimes, and he does bow down to the almighty dollar and his corporation. But I said years ago I would not interview, I want to say Kayleigh McEnany, and she's one of them, but it was the other one that I said I wouldn't even interview at all, because every single time you have her on there and ask her a question, she dodges it and gives you at least one or two points that you didn't ask for, that you don't care about, that may or may not be true. She's that old blonde lady married to that chubby Democrat guy, or whatever that lady's name is. They give Joe Biden's job approval rating like that's going to do anything for me. Like, I give a shit at all about his approval rating. Man, these people have a weird audience.
2 days worth of typical formula sales, that's according to CNN analysis.
What does that do for me? Why do I care which percentage of Americans think Biden should go eat shit and which percentage of Americans think, yay, Joe Biden? Why do I care? Most Americans didn't vote for Trump or Biden. Seriously. Look at the population of the United States. What is it, 330 million people? Look at how many people voted for Joe Biden. Look at how many people voted for Donald Trump. Most people didn't vote for either. Terrible. This guy should be ashamed. You should quit.
He never considered himself a scene's incident commander. He denies that he halted attempts to breach the building, too. CNN's Rosa Flores has the details.
New revelations as a battle with Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete.
I guess they won't talk to CNN. CNN wants to show a B-roll of this officer walking around. Moving his lips. But they won't get it from the horse's mouth.
Chief Pete Abadolo claims he never considered himself the incident commander, telling the people, I didn't issue any orders. State officials
doesn't matter. All of you are a bunch of goddamn cowards. None of you want to save children. You guys should go get a desk job and shut the fuck up. You guys are all fucking pathetic. And if I was a parent that lost a kid while you stood around outside, they would be bailing me out of jail right now.
In the same way, I mean, help us understand this new data and what it tells us about how COVID impacted the American people in different ways. Well,
it's not fair for taxpayers to pay money to fund the police, and then the police don't do their goddamn job, especially when children call 911. If you don't want to do the job, go do a different job. Don't act like you can do the job and then not do the job when we need you to do the job. Just like you did and be hated. If you want millions and millions of people to hate you, then get a job that requires you to be a heroic badass and go be a chicken shit sack of crap, and then you'll be hated if that's what you want. Maybe that's what they want. Maybe they want people to think they're the scum of the earth. Part of it is this whole anti-gun thing going on. I think I wouldn't be surprised if the liberal mainstream media and the Democrats want people to empathize with the officers that didn't go confront the guy because it's a scary gun. And they're using the police's inaction to say we need gun control because even the police are too afraid to confront somebody with one of these weapons. Well, all it takes is one goddamn bullet through the head, through the heart. One bullet. So you don't need a goddamn machine gun, a semi-automatic, a nuke, a MOAB, a grenade, aircraft carrier. All you need is one brave law enforcement officer with one bullet. The guy who killed Osama bin Laden is pretty pissed off, too, about this. On Twitter, he was talking and saying he wants his voice to be heard. I was saying they should hire veterans instead of chickens. You know? Hire people that have been in Afghanistan war. that have been in, I don't know, Iraq war. Hire people that have guts, that will go, okay, there's a shooter. Okay, well, I'm there, I'm in there. Nobody's stopping me. I'm going now. You come with me, don't come with me, I don't care. That's the kind of people we need. And the shitty police make it look like we have shitty soldiers. If we have valiant soldiers, then we should have valiant police. U.S. ending testing requirement for international travelers. Hallelujah. That's fantastic. No more of this shit. It's over. Get over it. I'm blown away that they're still talking about giving people vaccines and kids under five vaccines. And that's insane. And I will not get my kids vaccinated if I have kids. I regret the vaccines that I was given as a baby.
Yeah, and it's certainly true. I think that, you know, America is a second
to. I think I would have been just fine without it. I think they were mildly harmful. They did more harm than good. And I think they have the potential to be devastating anytime, past, present, future.
That's exactly why we need to wake up and teach children about socialism. We need to, you know, fix our justice system, you know, convict criminals. You know, we've been seeing with the DAs all over the country, right? The San Francisco voters, the most liberal city in the nation, perhaps they recall Chesa voting. Chesa voting worked for Hugo Chavez,
kids need a bill of rights. Kids need to be protected. People don't love kids. They don't protect kids. They harm kids. They indoctrinate kids. They control kids. I don't think anybody in the country disagrees with the law that says you can't make credible death threats against other people. It's a good law. These news stations are frustrating because there are a million things going on in the world, and we have to keep hearing about the same dozen things over and over and over. And one station is biased on the right, one station biased on the left. I don't listen to that man. I blocked that man, Zelensky. He's got nothing for me. He's a liar. He's an exaggerator. He's a beggar. He's a thief. He's a fool. He's a terrible, terrible leader. You shouldn't listen to him either. The U.S. hates Russia, so they will cater to whoever the hell they want. As long as they hate Russia, too.
type symmetrical measures.
This guy is terrible. Nobody should ever listen to this guy.
Russia must feel that it's belligerent policy.
I'm not going to listen to him. I think the guy's mentally ill. Russia said that they're a bunch of drug users and nobody wants to talk about that. Russia said they're committing genocide in the Donbass region. Nobody wants to talk about that. So these people are such assholes, they can't understand that even somebody you hate can be right sometimes. Secretary blasts China's aggressive and dangerous actions. It's pretty funny. China put up a... There you go, Fox. They're talking about Kavanaugh. China was making a joke, or some Chinese person on Twitter posted a graphic that showed... all the U.S. military bases, like, totally surrounding China. And then they quoted Joe Biden saying that, like, he won't tolerate China's aggression in Taiwan or control over Taiwan. And the U.S. literally has, like, hundreds and hundreds. I think it's, like, over 900 military bases around the world. And they showed them by these little red dots. I put it on my Instagram page. They're just everywhere, U.S. military bases. And then here, China, this country, Taiwan, is like very, very close to it. This only a little bit of water separates them. It used to be China's, and it's supposed to be China's. But no, the U.S. sees that as like the first... The U.S. sees Taiwan... the same way they say the Arab Muslims see Palestine. Does that make sense? Taiwan is the United States tip of the spear against China. Just like Palestine, they say, is the tip of the spear against Israel. And I think we should leave him the hell alone. I don't think anybody understands what it would be like. It would kind of be like the United States selling... Let's see here. Let me think of a good analogy. Cuba is very, very close to the United States. Most people don't realize that. It's only about 100 miles or so away from Florida. And so it would be a little bit like, you know, Russia... arming Cuba to the hilt, you know, which they've done a little bit. They've given them some weapons, and they've talked to them, and, you know, there was a history and stuff, and we saw how the U.S. responded and what they've done to Cuba too. So the U.S. support for Taiwan independence would be like, you know, a foreign country wanting turning Cuba anti-U.S. and giving them heavy artillery and all sorts of weapons and stuff that they don't have to stand up to America. But that's not a great analogy even still, because Cuba has never been part of the U.S. and Taiwan has been part of China. There may be no perfect analogy. But the bottom line is that I think that territorial waters in 2022 should stretch much, much further than they stretch today. Because weapons go much, much further today than they used to. Same thing with spy equipment and everything else. So it's really not fair to have, what is it, a dozen miles or whatever it is off the coast. It should be extended much, much further than that. So that would include things like Cuba and Taiwan. I think the U.S. should make friends with Cuba and, or buy Cuba. I think letting Cuba, you know, I think the U.S.'s approach to Cuba and Gitmo is problematic and relies on harming them and keeping them poor and keeping them under their thumb, when in reality they could get a lot further if they were to befriend them and find some common ground. But the U.S. finds a few things wrong with the country and a few bad things they've done, and then they cut them off or they say, no, we're not going to be your friends because you did this or you do that. Never mind what happens in the U.S. or what the U.S. does around the world. All commercials again. Money, money, money. Boris. Just warns of threats against the Supreme Court in wake of leaked draft opinion on Roe v. Wade. That's kind of dumb, kind of ironic. But I understand it. And still, this is nonsense, I think. And this is just a dog whistle to get Democrats to be active and to donate. Because Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. It's been thousands and thousands and thousands of days where it's been the law of the land. If there's going to be a change, it's going to be minor. And the only thing they're going to do is throw it back to the states. And half the states are very liberal, and they've already tried to make laws that will come into place to protect abortion rights if this happens. On the other hand, half the states are conservative, and they are, and about half of those have already made laws to prevent abortion if Roe v. Wade's overturned. So that's fine. That's how it goes. That's how this country works.
This retired judge in Wisconsin zip-tied and shot dead in his home by a man once chained.
We have seen a rise in domestic extremism. I think it is important that we take a look at
protective measures that we have in place.
32 years ago, a federal judge in New Jersey, Esther Salas, targeted by a self-proclaimed anti-feminist lawyer who once appeared before.
My son, Daniel,
shot dead on their doorstep.
Judges put their lives.
I would personally like it to be pro-choice across the country, but I fully respect states' rights. If there's a majority of people in a state that don't want abortion in their state, and they vote on it, and that's what they want, then that's what they want. So, you know what I mean? Eventually, this is way too much, because you're saying, okay, I want the federal government to override what all these people in all these states want. And that's not really how the United States was designed. Some laws are protected federally, and maybe abortion should be. Maybe it should be. It's not like it's really harming people. It's a personal decision. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody wants an abortion in a conservative state, it's not like it's not like a mass murder or something. It's... But the states are different. They're different by design. They have different laws in every state. It's almost like 50 different countries. It's okay to have your own laws in your own state. And sometimes I wish the laws would be the same in every state with certain issues like marijuana. I wish that was legal in 50 states, but it isn't. That's not how it works. The government could change it. The government could pass a law and decriminalize cannabis in 50 states. In fact, I think they've already tried it. I think the House has already taken a vote. But until they do, you know, states like California have legalized recreational and medical cannabis. And many, many, many other states are too. And it's moving that direction. It's hard. It's hard to be patient. It's hard to put up with the lack of freedom. But you know, you can always move to another state. Nobody's making you live in the state you live in. I've lived in Virginia, North Carolina, Hawaii, Florida, California. And there's different laws. And that's the way it is. And that's the way it will always be. And for the most part, you know, it's pretty chill, you know. And you can always go to a different state to get something that's illegal in your state and then return to your state, you know. I was kind of pleasantly surprised that a lot of employers have been saying that they will pay for abortions for their employees so they can leave the state and come back and get one. But I imagine that is kind of selfish, you know, trying to maximize their focus and their work. And they figure paying a few $100 or even a couple $1,000 is worth it to them to retain an employee that really focuses on work and doesn't need maternity leave and doesn't want to quit because and raise a family.
State legislature is just this year. A record number, according to the Human Rights Campaign, and joining me now to discuss Black board member, trans activist, and
Texas State Rep announced his bill to ban minors from attending drag shows.
But I do think that it's important to highlight the continued attacks on the LGBTQ+ community. So why do you think drag queens are the new target of these discriminatory laws?
Because
drag queens are flashy,
like, I'm for gay rights, but there's a difference between gay and transgender. And I'm concerned about kids getting chemical cocktails to change their sex. But be that as it may, This is a dicey issue, and I can see both sides. I can see how parents don't want their kids going to drag shows, and I can see parents saying it's no big deal. It probably should be left up to the parents. I'm not sure if you... But then again, too, maybe there's parents that are dragging their kids through these things, and their kids don't really want to be there, and it's not good for the kids. I don't know. It would seem to me that if the government wants to prevent parents from doing something, that maybe they should start somewhere else. That a drag show probably isn't the worst thing you're going to be exposed to. That's just my opinion. Be that as it may, it's a very, very small percentage of people that are homosexual and that wear drag. Very small percentage. So this isn't like a big issue affecting the entire country. I'm not impressed by it. I'm disinterested in it just because it looks like playtime to me. Yeah, I don't like makeup. I like the natural look, you know. The nice beach, off the beach look, you know. Plain Jane, my makeup kind of thing. I would prefer that. So drag was like the opposite. It's like it's wigs, fake nails, chemicals, you know, on and on and on. It's kind of like weird. I really don't like anybody that's got all that stuff on them, heterosexual or homosexual. And that's just me. I don't know if there's some kids somewhere sitting somewhere going, God, I don't want to go to another drag show. And their parents are just dragging them off to go see the homosexuals dressed in drag dancing around. I hope that's not happening. Could be happening. See, this person's name is Peppermint. So, I mean, you know what I mean? I think we're just indulging these people that want to have playtime. But that's fine. It's your life. You can do whatever the hell you want, but I don't have to watch it. When I was in Key West, I ran into a bunch of drag queens. I wish the story got more interesting, but no, it didn't. I was just walking down the main drag, and there was a bar there with some drag queens out in front, and I was just like, whoa. And they were nice, and they waved and smiled and said something, and I just kept on walking. I went down to the cafe and got a cup of coffee, I think, or some tea or something. I got some coffee, but I think... Oh, you know what? I probably got some hot water and made my own tea, actually, come to think of it. Just thinking back, this was 2018, and that's what I was doing there at the time. Yeah, this is a lot of self-aggrandizement. And I was just born and raised and taught a little differently. My sexuality is my business. It's a little more private. I don't need to share it with everybody or dress like a homosexual. Breakfast and bed number 8. Fort Sanchez, great to be with you. And grateful that you're strong. by Boris. More than 300 March for Our Lives rallies planned across the U.S. Oh my God. When I woke up today, I saw this and I tweeted it a few times to these people. So naive, so stupid. I actually gave Dave Hogg a list of things that would be worth protesting. Cigarettes. Nukes. Lack of health care. Lack of college education. Pollution. Heart disease. Conventional food. No, there are some things that are worth protesting. But this is nuanced. And, you know, most of the people seem to be against the current freedoms because that's what these people are telling them they should be like. And I'm not against the current freedoms. I'm against them standing outside of a fucking school and not going in and saving the children. I'm against having leaving schools like a deli case where people can just go and shoot them all up. So I support school safety, but I don't think banning guns is the answer to school safety. You know what I mean? I mean, that would be like NASA saying there's no air up in space. Well, what are we going to do? I don't know. Let's
also reporting in Washington then too, and it was such an extraordinary moment because the volume of people was just enormous, and it was
litigate against space and change the rules in space.
Parkland shooting happened. There were hundreds of thousands of people who came out then.
It's space.
And it feels so long ago because there have been so many mass shootings in that time, and that's why these students are feeling galvanized once again to try to put together a
See, the Democrats use stuff like this just as voter registration drives. They did this in for George Floyd protests across the country. They registered people to vote, and then Joe Biden won convincingly by millions of votes because they registered a lot of people to vote. And that's what they're going to do with these things as well, I'm sure. It's absurd that these people have lost a child and then they want to go to Washington, D.C. and talk to the federal government about changing laws for every human being in the United States. That is stupid. That is the wrong way to approach this problem. These people should stay in their community and work on making their community safer, their school safer. I don't give a shit what they need. They might need a bulletproof vest. They might need locks on the fucking doors. They might need gates. They might need dogs. They might need security guards. Whatever in the hell they need, they should get. But going to the federal government to tell them to take rights away from me and you and every innocent law-abiding citizen in the country is stupid. And it's the wrong way to do this.